So today, we're going to be talking about the Star Island. Now, most of you know it as the location of the very first intervention, right? But today, of course, it's something more, I would say. It houses the world's most innovative research laboratories, and we'll talk about the laboratories, the labs, some of these research labs in probably in the future sometime soon. Just in terms of how those came about and how, what they were doing at the time, some of the early projects that we worked on, that I was involved in, and some of what we're doing today. But today we're here to talk about, what went into, constructing the island.
I once thought your greatness would last. Oh, but at last, we can be seriously greater. We present to you elaborate illusions and social institutions.
So, as you know by now, several very prominent organizations were involved in the construction of the island. Now, a lot of the funding and the design for the project came from X. Now, X, of course, as you know today, is how do we describe it? It's a number of things, but I mean, I would describe it as a decentralized semi-autonomous engineering corporation. All right, let's leave it at that. And a lot of the design for the project for the island was done in collaboration with another organization called Sun. Now, Sun, basically all the energy systems to power such a structure were designed by Sun, which today is, the world's largest solar energy infrastructure design company. Right. Now, the construction of the island was led and implemented by several African companies, of which X was also part of. Now, as you know, there's going to be a lot of as you knows, right? But as you know, the technological feat and the accomplishments that led to the island's construction. It infused such an electrifying aura into the air, right? One that brought, an innovative spirit that fired up the minds and the souls of young Africans who would, I think, spearhead, the continent's monumental transformation. Now, we've talked a lot about the location of the island. Well, not really. But as you know, we're off the coast of West Africa. In terms of those details, we'll talk about that. We'll get to that. But let's talk about the scale. Now, the scale of the island, to me was just proof of the sheer power and influence of those involved. As if the Hanging Gardens of Bujumbura were not enough, this project took ambition to a completely new level. In terms of the actual size of the island, as I said, I think in a future episode, what I will do in a future episode, I want to bring in some of the engineers that were involved in the project, right, to talk about the scale of the island, right, and other such details, because I think those are important, right? I'm sort of gonna cover a lot of the surface stuff because I think that's important. The surface is important, but we need to dive into the details as well. For now, though, I want to talk about what went into building it. So for me, I think the most important thing is that it was constructed with engineering capabilities that came from the African continent, right? In terms of the talent, the engineering frameworks, the design principles, all of that, African, right? And that to me is such a powerful and important thing to consider, right? Now, more importantly than that is the fact that having the real accomplishments of the initiative, right, this island and everything that went into it, was that every dime of financial resources, everything, all financial resources that for the project came from the region itself. Now, Take it however you like, but what to me that illustrates is that when the domains, politics, business, entertainment, all of that, when those collide, a force never before seen in human history could be unleashed. In this case, wealth and power just on a scale that would make the likes of Bezos, Musk, Jobs just look like paupers tottering on the brink of illiteracy. But anyway, it's just truly astounding is what I'm trying to say. Now, in terms of the shape of the island, it's a very sort of distinct shape. And a lot has been made about it, you know, references here and there. There's a lot of discussion that has gone into what the shape means and whatnot. Now, the shape of the island wasn't, you know, as you know, it's this five-pronged star and, you know, five sort of additional smaller islands in between each prong kind of thing. And you know, housed within each of these 10 structures, of course, as you know, major research institute in each of these. Now, all of these, now the entire island, as you know, is connected by all the major, the three major cross-continent, you know, high-speed rail, right? That of course goes between the island and the mainland. But we'll get to that probably in another episode, though, as I've said. Now, just to get an idea of the scale, right? Where we are now, there's a stream sort of close by, right? Just running through, just behind where we're staying at the moment, where we're having this discussion, and you wouldn't even know that this was an island. That's the scale of this project. Now, the shape, obviously, you know, wasn't just merely just a fancy replica of some of the other artificially constructed islands around the world. Now, significant, you know, engineering, as you know, went into creating not just beautiful landscape, right, but also one that I think is profoundly functional. Now, let's get into the details, some of those details, right? To counteract the turbulent seas several kilometers off the West African coast, each of the five co-islands, what I'd refer to them as, are sort of equipped with, you know, what I can describe as, you know, solar-powered motorized thrusts that, you know, are able to propel the islands, the co-islands, right, and the main structure in any direction. And this dynamic structure enabled it to maneuver the ocean and take advantage of the weather systems. So, for instance, during seasons of excessive rain, the five co-islands are able to move towards the center of the entire structure as a way to strengthen it and maintain that stability. And, you know, in sort of calmer, less turbulent weather, the islands sort of move further back and can enable the entire structure to expand sort of quite remarkably, believe it or not. And this flexible substance that extends across the island as it moves away to expand, you know, as you know, we're designed by teams at Ghost and several of the divisions at Vibranium Industries as well. And the construction of the island and, you know, corresponding research institutes. I mean, these are things that were only possible through a level of trust and accountability that really has never before been seen on the African continent, and I think for that matter anywhere else in the modern world. And I think it's something that future generations will appreciate looking back. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Our next episodes will bring in the engineers from X, Vibranium, Sun, and Ghost.